drive in the morning at about
15, yeah, it's a, 15, the, yeah, like the that. Sun appeared this morning about 6 o'clock.
And would you use that word to say it appeared, or would you? Can you think of some other ways you might say?
Well, they'd say, well, let's see. You'd be talking. They'd say, well, let's see. Say,
yeah,
sunrise about 6 o'clock. Said, I'll meet you around that time. Say, rise. That's what they'd say.
And what about yesterday? What time did it rise? How would you answer that question? And
then well, you just say, well, yesterday, if you're kind of keeping up with it, you know, they just mostly went with the almanac. They didn't keep daily up with the time like they do nine by the day. They say, well, the sun is supposed to rise in the morning at about 6 or 6:15, something like that.
And yesterday, maybe?
Yesterday, it was cloudy, and we didn't know when it time it did rise.
And then last week, maybe? Almost every morning?
Did you see the sun
rise? Yeah.
How would you say that? Last week, most every morning, the sun?
Came up at a certain time, and wouldn't be much difference in it. And then said maybe last week, you know, that we didn't get to see the sun rise for 3 days. We had three cloudy, rainy days,
right?
Thing like that.
How would you answer this question? Did you see the sun rise?
And
I didn't. I was probably busy at other things and didn't notice it when I could see it come over the trees.
And if you wanted to say yes to that question, did you see the sun rise?
Yes, I did.
I saw it.
Yeah, I saw the sunrise this morning. It's very red around sunset, and that means that we might have some rain. I mean, the sunrise.
If you want to say that you slept late this morning, when I got up, the sun had already
risen. He said the sun had already done risen.
And if you worked late until the sun disappeared, how would you say that? We worked until
dark. We worked until dark.
And would you have a way to say that, a connection about the sun disappearing?
Well, we said the sun had done set, and I just kept on working until it got dark.
Right. And today is, let's see, what is this, about June?
Today's 8th.
And June the 7th was the date.
Well, what's the date of?
Not today, but.
Right, remember the date we always said a few
not
days.
Not today,
past.
But. Like what day?
Yesterday. Yesterday.
And June the 9th will be
tomorrow.
And what about if someone came to see you, let's say today's Sunday, and he came 7 days ago? How would you say that? He came.
Well, say he came here seven days ago, and he's back again today.
All right. And would you have another time, another way of saying that, in just in connection with the week? That's happened
about a week ago.
Well, used to be the old saying was you couldn't right remember the date. We always said a few days passed. Like if I got a letter from anybody and I forgot when it was, why I would answer and saying I received your letter a few days passed, and in answer to your question I'm giving. But see, I didn't remember the date I got it, but I was answering the question. I said I received it a few days passed. Now, you don't ever see no letters written like that now. Not people in correspondence. Other than
exact time, the exact date, right? Yeah. Well, would you use a week ago?
For 14 days, maybe
it were a definite time.
Well, if you didn't use that, just
no,
about a week ago, just about a week
I never
ago.
Heard that expression
and if he is coming
just reading the
7 days from today, how would you say that? Probably he's
that
coming to see us.
Well, say what date, if I remember the date he said coming, I'd say what day it'd be in. That would be on a Thursday or Friday, whatever the number of the day was, you know.
And do you, what about a word, I think this maybe is kind of an old word to mean 2 weeks ago. Have you remember hearing another word for 14 days ago? Maybe a kind of Bible term.